Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Roger Bennett. I was born in Liverpool. As a kid, I read poems, watched soccer, and devoured all the American TV I could find. Starsky and Hutch, The A-Team, I studied The Love Boat as if it was a religious text. Growing up in England, I dreamed about America. When I wasn't reading Philip Larkin, a gent who surely deserves his own podcast, I worshipped Ferris Bueller and Michael Jordan. I had a poster of the Chicago Bears and Debbie Gibson on my bedroom wall. I always knew I'd get to America, I just didn't know when. So in 1993, I moved to Chicago. To say I struggled at first would be a serious understatement. I tried to remember what my dad used to tell me and what he still tells me.
Well, you never know in life what's coming along. I have been saying that about Everton for years. You have to look forward.
So my dad's talking about my local soccer team, Everton. He talks about them a lot because in Liverpool, two things reign supreme, music and soccer. My grandpa was an Evertonian. I am an Evertonian. It's a remarkable way to live life. You manage expectations. You don't expect much. I saw my first Everton game at age 7, and I've taken each of my children to their first game when they turn the same age. I love watching soccer. Take me into the team meeting, writing about soccer, thinking about soccer. How did that pressure affect your heart? See, it allows me to feel human emotions I'm actually numb to in real life. So is it a nervy time? You know, happiness, misery, hope, and hopelessness. Do you feel dominant? Describe that, Casey.
I can only think of like The Godfather where they put Fredo on the boat and go fishing.
Soccer is how I understand everything. And now I'm teaming up with WNYC Studios to combine my two great passions, soccer and America.
I love America more than Kid Rock loves America, said Lamb.
For a story I've been waiting to tell for 20 years.
But what did you think was possible as a kid?
It's the story of the 1998 World Cup and the American team that blew it.
What would that have felt like?
Oh, the biggest kick in the gut.
American Fiasco. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. I think a lot about Icarus.
They weren't that close. They just weren't that close.